going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
We get back to solving all the Lakers problems in just a moment. This is the Maggie and Perloff show. Got to talk college football, though, Pearl, because this headline caught our attention, and it was the University of Texas, the Longhorns, reportedly are going to have a budget this year between $35 and $40 million right, to spend on the football team. Now, dive a little bit deeper into the details. It's obviously contingent on the
Revenue share.
This is the bill that's now, it's in court, actually. We're waiting for a judge, Claudia Wilkins, to rule on whether or not, you know, every athletic department in Power Four is going to get $20 million at their discretion. But that's for the whole athletic department. We know a lot will get spent on football,
It's
for everybody in theory.
Right, but 18 out of 20 will be go to football?
I'm sure. But
which is an issue for basketball because some's got to go to basketball too, but anyway.
Right, but you can also, I don't say fundraise, you can have a collective on top of that, so you can still give NIL.
I believe collectives are banned in the new world.
Oh, well, they might, but you can still have NIL money, yes? There's no way they're taking that away.
It's tricky, but my understanding is, since collectives are about to get banned in the new world, that all the collectives are emptying all their money, and that's how Texas got up to $40
million. Okay,
so they're spending now before the collective goes away. So on top of the... Again, this is all fluid. On top of the revenue sharing, you have to have an actual marketing deal that an independent board will determine is a fair value. So you can't have a collective anymore.
Wow. So those are not the rules now. That could be the rules in the future.
No, that's why Texas is spending all this money right now, because they're not going to be allowed to spend in the future. I've read that a couple places. Like, they have all this money. They're like, we got to spend it on this year's team.
So it's a big number. I mean, you know, as opposed to what Texas brings in, I understand if we did, you know, an NFL salary cap for a team is $270
million. Justin Jefferson's getting $35 million. That's why I was like, it is a big number in college football.
Right? In college football. And we become really desensitized to some of these numbers. We throw them around like, hey, is Brock Purdy going to make $50 million or $55 million? Like, it's a big freaking deal. The money is like monopoly money at this point. It's just abstract. But here's the deal about Texas.
Yeah.
This headline comes out, and it's like, okay, Ohio State spent $20 million last year and won the national championship. So now you get a headline that Texas is going to have between $35 and $40 million. They already, I think, come into the year with probably the biggest expectations because of Arch Manning finally getting the starting spot, and Steve Sarkisian, who's been knocking on the door, and it feels like it can go two ways with Sark. He can either become the next, you know, Nick Saban or something, or the next James Franklin, or Lane Kiffin, or, you know, a guy who's known for being more famous than winning. It's even more pressure packed to Texas because obviously it's been so long since they've won. You are in the hotbed of high school recruiting, and Texas and football go hand in hand.
Huge brand.
It's massive. They're besides Alabama, Notre Dame, Michigan, like Ohio State, there may not be anything bigger. And I just can't. It just feels like for Texas, this is just such a championship or bust season. And I know Arch may come back.
Yeah.
But with the $40 million that they have to spend now, I think it ratchets up the pressure on Texas to a degree that we haven't seen. I can't remember when. I really can't, because I can't remember a combination of this highly famous and touted of a quarterback trying to win at a place that hadn't won in such a long time.
Yeah, only a little counter argument is last year with Ohio State, it was, remember we came in the season like Ohio State's going to win the how can they not win the championship? They had all their seniors came back, which is not the case for Texas. Texas just had, how many first round and second round picks were they? They just lost five big, big stars to the draft. Where Ohio State last year, they paid to bring back Jack Sawyer, JTT, Emeka Buka. Those guys all could have gone pro, and they all came back. Texas got decimated by the draft a little bit. So they're
not. That's what the money's for.
Right, but they're not. They're not like Ohio State last year, where they're the, you know, they're probably. I don't think they're going to be number one next year. It's a little different. I think Ohio State will probably be number one.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. But there was not, maybe in Columbus, there was the pressure on Ohio State.
No, remember we did that before the season? It was like, how is this Ohio State team not going to win the title? Texas is not quite there to me.
Oh, I think it's double. It's double the amount of pressure. But here's the thing. Who do you think the fans are going to point to? Who's the most famous person in college football right now?
You're right. The arch factor. But last year, Ryan Day's job was on the line. I don't
we
think Sark
led
is
to
there.
Believe that by well, so, Kirk Herbstreit called that fringe elements of the fan base.
I think there was a ton of pressure on Ohio State last year because they brought back a quasi dream team. Texas is not quite there. I think they're close. Trust me. I'm not saying that this conversation isn't right, but if they don't win the title, is it really title or bust for them? I can't go that far.
Without a doubt, I can't even believe it's a question. EJ, you put it on the poll: is it title or bust for Texas? I mean. It's first of all, you also have the 12-team playoff, which gives you this buffer. You know, like if you're Texas, you are gonna make the playoff unless something wildly goes wrong. So it's not even like years past where you had to be one of the top four teams and like the first hurdle was just making the playoff, and then you got to see what happens there. That hurdle for teams like Texas or like Ohio State, that hurdle doesn't exist as much anymore. Oregon, like you're expected now to make the 12-team playoff. But it's waited for you to make it.
Right. And in this era, they're probably going to make the 12-team playoff. And if, you know, they weren't even that close with a very similar team last year. I know they made the Final Four, but they didn't feel
thrilling game.
It didn't feel like they were right on the brink of a title. I don't know that they're this powerhouse of where it's title or bust. Let's say, for example, they make the 12 team, and you know anything can happen in a tournament. They lose in the final game. Like, is that going to be a massively disappointing season? They're not even, again, they're not even the number one. They're not the favorite team. I don't think it's, and maybe because I'm a big fan of Sark, like, I feel like if he got to the title game, that would be an achievement. I don't think it's like, oh my God, they have to win this whole thing or fire Sark.
No. That's not how this whole thing works, Pearl. You don't get credit when you're this high up in the sport and you have this kind of budget. You don't get credit for near misses.
Well, but you got Georgia and you got Ohio State. I don't think like college football right now is like that, where you could be like, you have this one team, Texas has to win it all.
Because ask Ryan Day. You just said he was on the hot seat. He was getting as close as possible.
Ryan Day had 16 pro players on his roster, and we knew all of them because they were all there the year before. I just think it's a totally – I had a new quarterback, but I think it's a little different. Last year was crazy with Ohio State. This year, I think Texas – and again, I'm trying to help Sark here. I think they have a little room to play with. I think we disagree on this.
Yeah, I mean, Sark can be out on his own. I mean, he's in charge of the big program. He doesn't need your help.
We've never even seen Arch play.
Well, but that's not true. I mean, we have seen him come in. We know that he's got the physical tools. And to be honest, like, he's been able and had the luxury of being able to sit and watch and develop. That is something that's not often afforded to college quarterbacks. Like, sometimes it is. Sometimes it's not. This day and age, guys transfer 100 times before they get a starting job. But no, it's beyond pressure. 888-710-4ISN. And here's the thing. Like, ask James Franklin if people are just happy to be in the mix. Ask Ryan Day year if people are just happy to get to a Final Four. It's not like that at this level of college football.
So, all right, let's play this forward. Say the Texas Longhorns get the title game and lose to Ohio State.
Sure.
Are you going to say, wow, that was a massive disappointment?
Sark can't win the big one.
True. But no. Back to the thing. Is it a massive disappointment?
Well, I mean, you're getting into the
title
game.
Lost to Ohio State. Yeah, they got the title game. But you're painting them a picture like if Sark doesn't win the national title, this is a massive disappointment.
I think he's going to come under the same questions that Ryan Day did before this year, that James Franklin does every year, that Dan Lanning will eventually come under, that Kalen DeBoer will eventually come under, Marcus Freeman, you know, yes.
He's in the mix with those guys just because of this $40 million budget. I don't think he gets to the point where, like, you better return on that investment. I think we're actually, we really disagree on this. I think the degree of pressure on Sark is a little bit less than you do. I think you think, man, you have $40 million and you have Arch Manning.
Yep.
And also the other thing, too, if Arch Manning's name was Arch Smith, then nobody would view this team the same way.
Well, his name's not. And
yeah,
so,
but this is a public perception thing. I think the reality is when they see the level players of Texas and Georgia and Ohio State, I think they're going to be like, well, these teams are very close, even with that last name.
So the thing is about Arch, it's not just that you landed Arch when most people probably thought he would have gone to either LSU or Tennessee or Ole Miss, the connections with the family or with his hometown. You got a bump for that.
Right,
there
of course.
There was an Arch bump where other recruits came because of him. Like, so it's not just that you landed him. You got the glow off of him. If you don't win with him, with this glow, with the money, it's a disappointment. Okay, maybe if they go to the championship game, they lose in double overtime, obviously, like the way the game is played. But if they have the same season that they've had the last 2 years where they're making it to the Final Four but not able to win, I think you start getting those same questions. No,
well, you're
doubt.
Definitely going to have those questions. I mean, you're going to have Ryan Day, James Franklin.
Yep.
I think he's way ahead of James Franklin. James Franklin isn't even really that close to winning the big one. I know this year they did well, but generally.
Yeah, they're right there.
I mean, James Franklin's record against top 10 teams is abysmal.
You know, I understand. Yeah. I don't see them as that different. Penn State, pedigree program, you're not in the heart of Texas, but you're in the heart of Pennsylvania, which is also
I think,
a blue blood area in terms of recruiting. The pressure is super high.
Yeah, the expectation for Texas is way bigger. I mean, Penn State does.
Then you're playing into
Penn State
my theory.
Does well in recruiting, but Texas is, again, regardless, so
you're making my point for me then.
But I think
I'm saying
but you started
this
out by saying Ohio State spent $20 million last year.
Yeah.
And they won the title. You're saying Texas is going to spend $35 to $40 million this year. That means they better win the title. I think that's too high of an expectation.
I disagree. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. I think the expectations are right where they need to be, which is national title.
By the way, they're still the best player in college football. It is definitely in Columbus. Jeremiah Smith is a singular force in this sport right now. It's crazy that dude's still going to be there.
Who won that quarterback battle at Ohio State?
No, they have no idea.
Okay.
Yeah. But it doesn't matter. I could throw to Jeremiah Smith. It's like having Randy Moss.
Well, to be honest, though, they had him last year. He was amazing. They had this dream team, and it did end up mattering because if the college football playoff hadn't been expanded to 12 teams, Ohio State never would have had a shot at that redemption tour.
Yeah, true.
They lost to Michigan, and it was just like the sky was falling. So
they were disappointed last year. But by the way, they also have the defensive Jeremiah Smith. They have Caleb Downs coming back too. They could have the 1 and 2 pick. I guess Caleb Downs' safety might not go that, but he's going to be a Heisman candidate. They're super, super stacked. And Georgia has pros everywhere. I just think that last year's Ohio State team was unique because they had such a returning force. You got to remember, Texas lost their best players. They lost a left tackle at number 9 overall. Matthew Golden was the entire offense last year. They lost Jahde Barron.
Yes, Perloff. And if they had no money to re-up, then say, okay, well then let's temper the expectations. But the headline of why we're even talking about Texas in the middle of April, I'm sorry, it's May, in the beginning of May, is because they've got $40 million to play
with. But you make it sound like it's so easy to just buy these teams, and we know that it's had mixed results. It's had mixed results at best that you could use as free. Listen, give me a second here. I'm still trying to adjust a free agency in college football, man. I mean, you're like, they're just going to spend the money and fill out the roster. This isn't the NFL salary cap. I think there is a little bit more unknown here than what you're saying. The Manning name has a big part of this. You're right. This expectation has a lot to do with who Arch Manning is, but probably the most famous high school player of our generation. Like we've known Arch Manning since he was in eighth grade.
Yeah. I think he's going to have a different outcome than Shador, but we've seen how celebrity kind of goes both ways.
Yeah. Well, Arch Manning was, Shador went to Jackson State. He was a 3-star recruit. Like Arch Manning's been ridiculous forever. It's the Manning name. So we'll see. I really want to revisit this conversation. I think it's going to be one of the big themes throughout this season.
It's good. The hype's going to be even bigger the closer we get to the season. 888-710-4ISN. They got to hope Belichick keeps and his girlfriend keep doing these outrageous, crazy things because it's taken the attention away from talking about all the pressure that Texas is under this year. Am I crazy, EJ? I think I'm in the right on this one.
No, I think Ryan, I was about to call him Ryan Day. I think Sark is, it's like pressure that maybe not, okay, you're going to get fired, but I think he's facing a major fraud alert because.
But you guys have never liked Sark. I got to be honest, both of you have been anti-Sark.
Why would we like Sark?
Because he's an offensive genius. His wide receivers get wide open.
Head coach. Why would we like him as a head coach?
He's taken a Texas team that was nowhere near, since Vince Young left, really hasn't been in the mix, and gotten back to consistent excellence.
Yeah, and I think that we can respect that, but I think he's been given a lot of, obviously a lot of money. They've had great recruiting classes, and Texas is not Little Sisters of the Poor. This is one of the blue bloods of college football. So,
but he's developed them back to that elite status by recruiting.
And I think he's done a very good job. My point, though, is, again, if you're this offensive genius like you're saying, then why did you score 14 points against Ohio State? However much, like they, and the Arizona State game was a slog where they got a big lead and they couldn't score. So
Quinn Ewers wasn't that good.
Yeah, but that's the guy he chose, right?
And no, he hung with him.
Right. So I think with Sark, that's the question is, okay, you're this offensive genius. Now you have the talent that maybe you didn't have at Washington and USC. Like, now it's got, you're at Texas.
I think you got to win now. He actually looked at his team and slowed the game down. He didn't want to get it too wide open because he just didn't think he could win that kind of game, I think.
Yeah, but that's kind of like anti-Sark, though, right? Like, he's a high-powered offensive guy.
He doesn't have, he didn't, last year, I don't think he thought he had the team that he used to have in Alabama. But anyway, also, too, like, Sark is, I like him, too, his personal story. Like, he's gone through a ton. He was got embarrassed more than any college coach ever at USC by being drunk at that event and rebuilt his life. I find that part of him admirable. And I thought Ryan Day got way too much heat at Ohio State, too. He's very much like Ryan Day. Would you say that those two have the same trajectory?
No, Day answered the questions. Day's got the execution.
Day before the I'm saying day before he won the title.
I thought the vitriol towards Day got to a point where it was way more toxic than it seems like anything Sark's getting.
Because Sark beats Oklahoma.
But I just think, like, offensive genius who people think, oh, that guy can coordinate an offense, he can't coach a team to a title. I think there's a lot of similarities there. Kind of like, there are a lot of guys like that, like Cliff Kingsbury and
I think
what's his name? Lincoln Riley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it got to a point with Ryan Day where it felt like it was, oh, am I going to have to leave the city? You know, I've never gotten the sense that Sark wouldn't be able to walk down the street in Austin without getting heckled. And listen, maybe the stuff in Columbus is overblown and it's not really like that. But like when you get boots on the ground. But I think it got to a point where he was getting death threats. That's for sure. So
I think Sark has an advantage, too, where unlike Ryan Day, like, Texas OU is like not even a program right now. Like, they're really on the downs, right? So he's
the rivalry game.
Yeah. So the rivalry game is not this live or die kind of matchup where, like, they should smoke Oklahoma every year. And I'm sorry, it's our Norman.
Oh, I don't know about it. Yeah, but Oklahoma seems like they're a bit on the rise too.
They're trying to get back, right?
Like, we got a Heisman trophy winner.
John Mateer. I like their John Mateer might be an NFL guy. Like, he's really good. But I'm just saying, like. Yeah. He was dealing with John Harbaugh, right? And Jim Harbaugh, I'm sorry. Jim Harbaugh was building this juggernaut at Michigan, we learned, right? And he couldn't get over that hump. I think Sark, in terms of why he doesn't have much pressure, he hasn't had that to deal with in his backyard. He's dominated the recruiting battle. He's kind of dominated the head-to-head matchup. Like, if they were going to the national championship game and going to the playoff but losing to Oklahoma every year, I think it would be different for Sark.
But his backyard is A&M, though.
Well, A&M wasn't in their conference.
Yeah.
So they weren't even playing them. And then they played this year, and A&M couldn't score a touchdown. So he really has no competition.
Yeah.
Also, I think the timing of that rivalry, too, right? Because you play that, Red River, you play that earlier in the season. There's time to recover if he were to lose, whereas opposed to Michigan, Ohio State, which is just at the end. It's the last thing you see generally.
But he's competing, really, with A&M and Alabama for players.
And that's what I'm going to say, too. Yeah. The other thing is,
Alabama
and Georgia also look like they're kind of on the downside.
Yeah, no, it's more parity for sure.
Yeah, so that helps them.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We're talking about Texas. I think they are far and away under the most pressure of anyone in college football. Reportedly $40 million to spend on the team. Haven't been able to finally break through and win. And, oh yeah, Arch Manning now under center as the starter at quarterback. So let us know what you think. Coming up, Perloff has a what if for us. He is excited to pose this question.
Get your math hats on, nerds. Oh, time to go.
We just lost half the audience. I was hoping you were going to keep math out of the tees. We'll do it next. MMP.
Welcome back. Maggie and Perloff show. So Twitter was dominated by one story this year. Sorry, X. This week. Could one gorilla beat up 100 men?
Yeah.
Yes. And I think a lot of people were trying to feed off that energy and come up with an even more meaningless question to distract America.
And I was gonna say, not meaningless to this show. You put real thought into that gorilla thing.
Oh, my God. That's kind of all I thought about. Then it's had a lot of different sort of tentacles. Could a human beat up a hippopotamus? Like a lot of, there's a lot going on there.
Yeah, fair question.
But then something came up on Twitter yesterday. Sorry, should I call it X or Twitter?
Who cares?
I'll give you guys a choice. It's going to take a little bit of math. You can get a penny that doubles every day for 25 days.
Okay.
Or $1 million.
All right. Well, the way you pose the question kind of makes me think it's got to be the penny, right? Because the obvious answer would be $1 million. Right? And I'm the obvious,
yes, exactly. Exactly. Why would you ask the question?
Wait, 25 days I'm getting the penny?
Wait, actually, I'll give you, let's do it a month. I'll give you 30 days.
I don't.
I think it's 20, even if it was 20 days.
The penny doubles, so you go from 1 cent to 2 cents to 4 cents to 8 cents?
Yeah.
You are, how old is your son?
5 and a half.
You're about 5 and a half years away from your days being overrun by these riddles. This is all my son does.
Oh,
just
really?
These yes, silly
not for school, just for fun.
I don't know. I don't know
Vincent
where they
errors at second base.
I don't know where they come from, but there's always. Would you want this or this? What's bigger, this or this? And I, this is one I've heard this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
One before.
And yeah. What's the answer? What's the correct answer?
You know the both. Answer is the penny. You want the doubling penny.
Yeah, okay. The penny is, I see $5.8 million over 30 days. Yeah. I don't get it.
Me neither.
It's so two to
because all of a sudden it goes very slow, and then all of a sudden the doubling explodes what you have.
Inflation, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, Maggie was right.
Yeah, that's the answer.
Maggie's instinct was right. When you hear that question, like, why would they be asking me if it's not the penny?
Yeah, so Bogus, if you're getting me prepped for this is going to be my life very soon, or, you know, when my kid goes to elementary school, Should I always just take the weird answer? Like always take the weird choice?
I haven't noticed that pattern yet, but I would say in this scenario, you want like the compounding interest, so to speak, yeah. over the lump sum.
Yeah, right. What yeah. Who was the player who did Nassib, Carl Nassib? Was he the one who he went viral on Hard Knocks describing compound interest yeah. to a bunch of very dumbfounded looking jocks?
Yeah, and State guy.
Yeah, smart dude.
My daughter gives me about, I don't know, 10 puzzles a week. Mm-hmm. I never get any of them right because your brain is just not working like that
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, but there's also like then the would you rathers. That's not like the puzzles, like the you know brain teasers. Then you have the would the rather. Would you rather be slightly magnetic or emit a smell? You know,
yes.
right. stuff like that.
Oh, the black person what? Version of this question is: would you want $500,000 or dinner with Jay-Z?
I want dinner with Jay-Z every time.
And it's always the stupid answer. Like I don't like we trying to get it through people's heads. You take the $500,000. Jay-Z said you take the $500,000.
Someone actually took that to Jay-Z?
Yeah.
But the reason why you do it is you pitch something to Jay-Z that he then says, that's the most brilliant idea I've ever heard, and here's, you know, $10 million. Or you rap for Jay-Z, and you're the next big thing.
No, it's just cool to have dinner with Jay-Z, right?
No, Maggie's right. The idea is that when you have dinner with Jay-Z,
going on Shark Tank.
It's like a business dinner. So then, like, you pitch him an idea, or you say, hey, I'm working on this business. How can you help me? And Jay-Z is this, like, Machiavellian guy who can make you... Forget the $500,000. He can make you $20 million. That's the deal.
Can I say one thing? I've done a lot of hypotheticals about, like, what's your favorite superpower? Would you want to be invisible or fly or whatever? And never in my life have I ever heard, would you rather be slightly magnetic or have a weird odor?
I think we moved past that. It was emit a smell. No one said it was a good or bad.
I've never heard that one. I didn't know that was a thing. That is the weirdest thing question I've ever heard. I love it. So what's your answer? But I would want to be slightly magnetic. That would be
slightly
awesome.
Magnetic.
Slightly magnetic, like in a burdensome way. Like you're walking by a metal gate and you get stuck. What does it mean? Like you don't have to reach into your pocket. You just open it up and all the pennies come up. Like, what are we talking about?
Artist choice, Pearl.
I mean, because obviously I don't want to emit a weird spell, and I think I do want to be slightly magnetic.
It was like there was a couple others. Would you rather have like Velcro for hands? You know, just silly stuff
that. I've never heard these. I got to get down the thread with you after the show. Also, you've done that. Which superpower would you want?
Right.
We've all had that
debate. That seems like kind of elementary.
This is also not that far from 100 humans or one gorilla.
No, it's
all the same family.
I think that... The country was ready for more social media questions like that.
This is how you get to the bottom of it. I see another one here. Like, would you rather be able to see 10 minutes into the future or 150 years into the future?
Yeah, that's a good
one. What am I going to do with 150 years?
Well, that's why you would pick 10 minutes. What do you do with 10 minutes?
Well, yeah, but then you can... How much time do you have? No, you got to go way into the future. Then you go to the newspapers or the internet, and then you build a sports betting... Empire, Back to the Future 2 style. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very legal.
We just did a whole movie bracket on sequels. Here's one. Would you rather find true love today or win the lottery next year?
Win the lottery, bro.
Which then gets you the lady.
Look at Bill Belichick, man.
You're the only single one here. You did pick true love?
Yeah, bro. Give me the money. I don't want to... You know,
rich man, he's gonna get. You know what?
Rich man, he's gonna walk around with the Jordan Hudson under her. Or something, you know?
And I'm sure she'll love you right back.
I'm sure because I got money.
Imagine we have to deal with Jordan Hudson to get to Manny. Like, imagine like us like
emailing her.
Yeah, I'm like, hey man, I need some cuts, and she's like, first of all, you're gonna have respect when you text Manny. No. Okay,
that'd be great. She get on Mike sitting behind you while you produce this show.
We're not doing this. We're not doing this.
Not playing that rejoin.
So, Manny, how'd you meet Jordan Hudson? All of a sudden, you just get yanked off stage, like vaudeville style?
We don't do the NASCAR reads anymore, but thank you very much.
Would you rather be in jail for 5 years or be in a coma for a decade?
Oh, definitely the coma.
Same.
Yeah, I'd rather
I'm
be
not
out.
Doing 5 minutes in jail.
Wait, did the Knicks win the title?
In fact, I might want to be
in
so serious, bro.
It's said 10 years, not 30.
So cool to come out of a coma and find out what happened. Like, I like waking up in the morning.
Cool?
If there's like a Western Conference game that ends up late, I look forward to waking up in the morning and see what happened. That'd be the ultimate. Hey, who won the last 9 Super Bowls?
Imagine, like, who's present? Like, Rob Gronkowski. Yeah. No kidding.
Wait, we've seen those fake tweets where people were like, hey, my cousin just woke up of a coma. I just told him, yep, LeBron's still doing it. Love those tweets.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I feel like I'd wake up from 10 years in a coma and like in the hospital, just out the window, just like flares like going by, like the zombie apocalypse is just on.
LeBron will be the first person to play with his own grandkid.
Oh, my gosh.
There's another, by the way, another animal one got out there.
What was that?
For $100 million, which animal would you survive against for 20 minutes? A gorilla.
$100 million?
Yeah, a gorilla, a tiger, a grizzly bear, or a hippopotamus.
Oof. Oh, no, definitely not the hippo.
The hippo is winning because people think they can get away from it.
Oh, dude. Crocodiles are afraid of hippos. If crocodiles are afraid of hippos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are hippos fast?
Yeah, I actually looked it up yesterday, last night, when I should have been preparing for the show.
Quick.
35 miles an hour.
Like a white quarterback?
35 miles an hour.
Whoa.
That's
sneaky quick, I'm telling you.
It's like Daniel Jones.
There's
the cop.
You know, they're the biggest killer of humans in, I think, of any animal almost. They kill humans left and right. In fact, you're lucky. Yeah.
You go down the street,
you'd be lucky to avoid a hippo attack.
I love your exaggerations.
You don't know
left and right.
Watch out. Don't go to the Central Park Zoo, y'all.
I learned to know
hippos kill more people than lions, elephants, leopards, buffaloes, rhinos combined.
That's why you don't take the hippo, man.
But that's still not left and right.
Okay, sure.
Also, what's the most deadly animal? Is it like a snake or something that you would get bitten by?
A mosquito.
Mosquito.
Oh, for malaria?
Yeah.
This feels like a trick question.
I think, maybe snakes, right? But they're close to the most deadly.
I mean, according to Discover Wildlife, the 10 examples of animals that are deadly to humans, number one is hippopotamuses.
Yeah, no, I didn't make that up. I've heard the hippos are the most dangerous animals. No. You guys have never heard that?
No, I have. When you say left and right, it's like we're lucky to be here.
No, I mean,
that was sidestepping hippos daily.
I'm telling you, if you get too close to the East River, watch out for the hippo attack.
Yeah, they probably mutated at that point because of all the garbage in the East River.
You guys all laughed at me just now when I said hippos are deadly. You're like, what?
I laughed at left and right.
Yeah, I left it left and right.
No, you laughed before. Play the tape back. You didn't know hippos were deadly.
I did not know. I knew they were deadly. I didn't know they were the most deadly.
I'm
500, 500 deaths per year.
Yeah. 500? Some of them are from that Jumanji movie. That's where I learned.
Well, Jumanji, nasty. Yeah. Actually, crocodiles killed a lot more, too. I would think alligators are crocodiles.
Yeah. But found out at the alligator farm that it is crocodiles that are the vicious ones.
Hippos are very territorial. Now, I don't think we're ever going to be in their territory, per se.
Whoa.
But if you walk in the wrong part of the river, you're in big trouble.
Yeah, well, they say if you're, they charge at boats, and that's where a lot of deaths come in.
Oh, my God.
They charge at boats and capsize them.
But where in America are there hippos? I have no idea.
Oh, they're everywhere.
Bronx Zoo, Central Park Zoo.
Left and right.
San Diego Zoo.
Oh, they're everywhere.
Folks, this is obviously Africa we're talking about.
So I'm safe.
He just said, where in New York are there hippos?
You're the guy that said they're killing people left and right.
Bogus, it's happening in Toronto, buddy. But don't go
Central
away.
Park.
Maybe.
Central Park.
Do you see things happen in Florida? They got iguanas falling out of trees.
Well, they have crocodiles over there that are taking up all the killings.
They've got snakes and stuff.
Maggie and I held an alligator this year.
Mm-hmm. That still feels...
Did Maggie do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, she did.
Oh,
yeah,
that's right.
She was very happy to do so.
Yeah, technically, I held it.
Yeah, how many seconds did you get to? I can't remember.
How long did it take you to take the photo? 5? Then I ran out of there? How about would you rather swim in a pool full of Nutella or a pool full of maple syrup?
Nutella. I don't even like Nutella like that, but maple syrup, that's too much sugar.
You can't swim in Nutella.
Yeah, would you suffocate?
Sounds like a good time.
I think you'd be safe.
By Nutella?
You couldn't get into the Nutella to drown.
I don't think you would think.
Yeah.
Like, why would you think? You think that Nutella could hold up the human body?
Maybe Nutella works as quicksand.
It's kind of viscous.
You think you jump into a pool of Nutella or maple syrup, you're not going to just start fall straight down?
Not completely submerged.
Oh, okay. I see what you're... Yeah.
You got to tread water, or in this case, hazelnuts.
Hazelnut spread.
All right, let's get to some headlines.
Sure. It might not be the best strategy, but James Harden put himself back into Game 7 last night.
To Harden. In the olive green Harden volume 9s, he gets around a Batum screen to the right wing. Harden's got space, rises for 3, rips the cords. Clippers up, 102-88. 4 minutes gone in the fourth. Adelman and Denver will use their second-to-last timeout.
A fit check and a 3 from Carlo Jimenez on Clippers Radio.
He's
Harden
so
with 28. 27 from Kawhi in a series-extending 111-105 home win over the Nuggets, setting up one more final game in Denver tomorrow night. The last time we saw Harden in a Game 7, he was a Sixer facing the Celtics 2 years ago, and he scored 9 points. Philly was minus 30 with him on the floor.
Is that bad?
It is.
He's your problem now, L.A.
The Knicks flirted with a game 7, letting a 12-point fourth quarter lead become a 7-point hole with 2.5 minutes left in Detroit last night. But then Jalen Brunson hit that tie-breaking 3 with 4 seconds left to cap off a 40-point effort and a 116-113 clincher.
Get the f*** out of here, Detroit!
Tom Thibodeau on the NBA's Mr. Clutch.
Jalen shot, what can you say? You know, timely, you know, he's at his best when his best is needed. He's done it all year. That's what makes him special.
And is he communicating through the Burger King drive-thru? Why does it sound like that?
Was the microphone back in Manhattan? Like what
was you like fries with that?
What? Was that an in-person press conference?
Someone's recording it off TV.
Yeah, every time that we have, or I mean, I don't know where that came from, but every time that we have newsroom issues here, it is at least somewhat a relief to me to hear and see other people doing the same job, not as well as being done here. So it's not just our problem. Like somebody thought that sounded good enough
to put
in a service that we get audio from.
Yeah.
Like that's
a roundabout way of saying not your fault.
The whole press conference was tinny?
Or like the other day, there was a game where like something crazy happened in the game and they loaded a cut from the guy involved, but not about the about Tyrese Halliburton.
Yeah, Giannis.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And like this service had a Tyrese Halliburton cut about the game, like not his dad accosting Giannis. Like, okay, that guy could work for us. same. Call him up,
man.
What?
I'm staying away from
that.
Mean,
both.
How about this?
No.
Would you rather be royalty both. 1,000 years ago or an average person today?
I've been here since day one. I must say whatever I want about this newsroom. Okay, it has broken me multiple times.
Yeah.
You've got skins on the wall.
You don't really hold it back anymore. You're like,
I mean. And it doesn't matter because it's going to happen again next week.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the chairs have been moving around, right?
Yeah.
We felt like they got that worked out.
We have. You know, coaches try to work through the media, right? You put things in the media so you hope your players hear them and adjust. Tried and failed for a dozen years.
Fail with Jake. Fail with the board ops out there.
At least Jake's 11. I still got time, I think.
That's true.
Nico, I can't help. Everyone else knows. He's sitting out there.
You
listening
love
to
Nico.
This. I do. That's why I just said that.
Yeah, okay. You say Nico because he's one of the best.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Nico, and he's like, sitting out there right
the
now.
The guy is super busy. He's trying to run a Jaguars draft room and be work here.
I know. It's weird how he's calling himself James Gladstone when he's in Jacksonville, but we all know it's Nico.
They look exactly the same.
Mm-hmm. Perloff already knows this because he was watching. For the rest of us, the Battle of Ontario is over.
Domi centers in front with a shot. They score! They score! The Leafs third line! Max Pacioretty in the slot! The Leafs take the lead! 5:39 to go!
That's Joe Bowen on Leafs Radio. Toronto, a 4-2 win in Ottawa to close out the Sens on their third try. Vegas sent Minnesota home 3-2, and the Oilers knocked out the Kings 6-4. Both of those series done in six. But the Avalanche did stay alive, a 7-4 home win over the Stars, so a Game 7 coming for them. And here we go again, just days after his divorce with the Penguins, Mike Sullivan is now the head coach of the New York Rangers.
Hey,
guess who has the best record in the AL this morning?
2-2 pitch, fly ball left field, way back and left, Ward looking up, and it's gone, a home run! Dylan Dingler with number 4, 3-run shot here in the 8th. Tigers take a 7-4 lead.
Dan Dickerson on Tigers Radio. If baseball doesn't work out for Dylan Dingler, I've got some movies he could star in.
Name somebody.
A sequel, perhaps, that we could.
That's a tie-breaking 3-run homer. Top 8 in Anaheim. Detroit running away for a 10-4 win, improving to 20-12.
And yes, the Tigers got
it was after this game that
the
Angels, who have lost 6 in a row, put Mike Trout back on the IL with that bone bruise in his left knee.
Well, that's not great for me.
I've got a movie-themed would-you-rather question. Would you rather be an extra in an Oscar-winning movie or the lead in a box office bomb?
Box office bomb.
Lead in the box
money.
Office bomb.
Wait, sorry. Say, okay, lead.
Yeah. Extra in an Oscar-winning movie or lead in a box office bomb?
Definitely a lead.
Right. No, you make money, but.
And people also, know who you are.
You're already probably pretty famous if you got the lead.
You also might be like infamous where people like kind of hate like your movie.
Mm. Cold Hero or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, Jim Carrey was in Cable Guy, was a famous bust.
Yeah, but he had had how many?
Right. But that to get to the lead of a bad movie, you have to be a big shot already.
Would you rather always have B.O. and not know it or always smell B.O. on everyone else?
I think I would rather smell it. I think I'd pass on all of this.
No, but if you can smell it, that's kind of your secret, right? But if you've got B.O.,
and
everyone else...
And you don't know it, that's rough.
Yeah, you got to take the smelling part of it.
You would never find a partner if you have B.O. that everyone smells all the time.
I know, but what kind of quality of life do you have if you're always smelling B.O. on everybody?
Again, this is why I would pass.
Well, you can't pass, Manny. This is your life on the line.
Listen, you play enough sports, you in a men's locker room, I think I could live with that. As bad as it is, I think I could live with that.
Yeah, I think maybe men have a higher threshold for smells. Because of how you grew up and live.
High school
boys. What you trying to say, Max?
I'm just saying women have a little more decency and shame.
Wow. A high school boys' locker room smells crazy.
Yeah.
Like I don't know how I did that. Like it's
why don't you guys, because kids aren't wearing deodorant young enough?
Yeah, they don't wear deodorant. They don't. A lot of places they don't like shower. They aren't. Yeah, shower, they're not showers
they
in the locker room.
They don't know how to shower. People
don't you guys
don't
have fond memories
it.
Of the locker room back in the day?
No,
and those
dog.
Smelled terrible. But it was still like your favorite place ever. No.
I can't remember the group chat saying, "Hey boys, let's go meet up in the locker room. let's just stay here for a while."
Yeah.
Well, do you mean the locker room like how NFL players will say when they retire,
they miss
like the chatting and the camaraderie?
Yeah, yeah. Like the hardest I've ever laughed is in a locker room.
In a tennis locker room with Murray.
After Murray Goldstein got pelted in the back of the head on purpose.
Now CTE.
You cannot be serious.
Murray never recovered. Murray's been in therapy ever since.
We would all get
glad you guys got a good laugh.
After practice, we would all like sing. We would sing songs together. Like we would do like.
What, Sweet Caroline or something?
He was getting
it was like the show songs. White Shadow. Actually, no, that was White Shadow.
How many girls were there?
That wasn't us. I forgot. We would do a dance number. Sorry, that was TV. That was not my... I can't believe you guys actually thought I sang something. But in a lot of TV shows, I think High School Musical, I think Zac Efron would belt out a number after practice in the locker room. That'd be cool.
Bet on it.
It's a miracle any of you guys even got here. I'm going to be honest.
I don't know how I made
what
it 27
mean?
Years.
710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Okay, coming up next. Oh, we have to ask this question to you before the week is done, and we will do it next. Welcome to the Maggie and Perloff Show. Okay, question that we've been flirting with all week, Pearl, but we've never gotten a chance to get to it, which is something you wanted to talk about. J.J. McCarthy. We finally got to hear from the Minnesota Vikings quarterback. And listen, they chose him, right? Aaron Rodgers. Good conversations, Aaron said, but ultimately, no thank you. Kirk Cousins is not on this roster again yet. The draft came and went. They didn't do anything as far as quarterback. I think I got to believe them now that they really are, you know, stepping into the J.J. McCarthy era. So here is McCarthy sounding very, very confident as he's going to take over as the starter.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I know I'm ready to start. I appreciate that question, Kevin. Because all the work I put in and just the confidence in my skills and abilities and just being able to do my job and simplify things to, you know, the best of my ability every single day. And, you know, just take it one day at a time, one play at a time. And, you know, I have a tremendous coaching staff, a tremendous group of guys around me that I can lean on and they can lean on me.
Pearl, where's your confidence level that J.J. McCarthy is actually going to be able to make good on this?
Really good, because everything around him is so good. I actually like Sam Darnold a little more than you, but the magic that they had around Sam Darnold, they even improved the team around the quarterback significantly. They brought in a lot of offensive line help, which was their major Achilles heel towards the end of last year. And let's face it, Jordan Addison's going to be a year older. Justin Jefferson's still Justin Jefferson. I feel like they are loaded for bear at every position except quarterback, and that's why I think quarterback will be pretty good.
You know, as far as the odds are concerned, the Vikings are the team in the NFC North that is projected to take a step backwards this year. So obviously they were really good last year, but you still have the Lions to deal with, who are coming off an embarrassing divisional round exit in the playoffs. The Packers made a lot of, you know, people love their draft. Jordan Love, if he's healthy, could take a big step forward. We know their defense is full of first-round picks. And then, obviously, the Bears with Ben Johnson now is like the must-watch team in Caleb Williams' second year.
Absolutely. But I think I've got a new draft philosophy.
What do you got?
Whoever picked the offensive lineman won the draft. Whoever picked the skill position players lost the draft. Because all the analysts are like, well, I watched Matthew Golden at Texas. He was awesome. We didn't watch the Vikings pick Donovan Jackson. You might have watched him, actually. He was at Ohio State. But it just seems like the elite teams are drafting from the trenches, and I feel like that's been Minnesota's approach. So I think people are underestimating them, just like they did. That was the one team we most underestimated last year, right?
Yeah,
They won 14 games. I don't think anyone even had them in playoffs.
Well, I'm not a big Sam Darnold guy, but here's the thing. Yeah. I thought that J.J. McCarthy seemed a little nervous there.
Oh, really?
He was saying confident things, but maybe in a way that was like, I'm ready to start. Like, it was the delivery, but you know, maybe I'm just reading into it a little
too. Yeah, I mean, press conferences are totally irrelevant. He looked good in preseason. I mean, he can run a little bit. The question for me is, he's coming off an injury, right? Do you want to have, I don't know, Sam Howell is the first string backup, right? I'd still consider Cousins.
It doesn't look like Atlanta's doing that right now.
I want a high-end backup there because he's only 22 and he's coming off an injury. Like, I just think that's a little dicey.
Can I ask you another question? And Manny, quickly, can you play me cut 14? This is Charles Barkley talking on the Dan Patrick Show yesterday about how he is actually concerned about Bill Belichick and his girlfriend Jordan Hudson's influence now, or perceived influence on Belichick's life. Here's Barkley.
I'm not sure what's going on. You know, he's been a great friend for me for a long time. We've been friends since he coached for the Browns. I think he got to be very careful right now. This is starting to be on a very slippery slope.
Barkley also saying that he was going to reach out to Belichick, Pearl. Let's hear that. Cut 15, please.
From what I'm hearing, it's starting to be a very slippery slope. And I never talk about people's personal relationship. That's another rule I got. But I will admit, I'm a little concerned with some of the stuff that's going on. And I might actually reach out to him and make sure everything's good. But I am concerned from what I'm hearing. Because, it's not a good look right now. I'll admit that.
Do you think Barkley will reach out this weekend or very soon to Belichick and say, listen, it looks on the outside like this woman has got a lot of influence over you, and I don't know if it's a good thing?
I think absolutely not. Because Charles Barkley says a million things, and it's just Charles, whatever passes through his mind comes out his lips. No way is he calling Bill Belichick. He's in the middle of the NBA playoffs. Should you think about that?
Oh, come on. He's locked in right now. That's why I think he will call Belichick. Thank you, EJ Stewart, and thank you to Manny Rodriguez, Andrew Bogish, Andrew Kaplan, Weedo's Coffee Drinkers. You guys were dynamite this week. We will see you Monday.
Get the f*** out of here, Detroit!
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.